Welcome to Torah Tumecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Perek Yud Daled of Mishlei. And we're going to begin with reading Perek Beis, Holech B'Yashroi Yirei Hashem. He who walks in his uprightness fears Hashem, Onalois D'Rachav B'Zehu, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. Says the Vonnegut, each person has his own journey in life, and he needs to travel that specific journey. And we learn that from this pasuk in Mishlei, Holech b'yashroi yirei Hashem. He who walks in his uprightness fears Hashem. It doesn't say Holech b'yashar. He who walks in the upright path fears Hashem, but Holech b'yashroi in his upright path, because everyone has their own unique path. And the way I serve Hashem, the way I am a yirei Hashem, is by fulfilling His specific mission for me, by walking on His specific path for me. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Daled Mishnah Hei, says that Hashem created every single person to look different from each other. There are no two people who are identical, and no two people in history who have ever been identical. And as we know, no two people even have the same fingerprint. And you could ask yourself why. Why would Hashem go to all that trouble, Kaviyachol? It seems so inefficient. Why would you bother to make sure that every single person looks completely different, has completely different fingerprints? And the Mishnah says it's so that every person should be aware of his individuality. And he should say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. I have my own path. I'm unique. I have my own mission. Bishvili, for my path, shvil is a path. For my path, the world was created. For my mission, the world was created. Why else would Hashem give everybody a different fingerprint? So that forensics should be able to identify criminals? But rather so that every person should realize that they're unique. And that because they're unique, they also have a unique task. And this idea is expressed in a particularly beautiful way by Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, who was the Mashgiach of Slabodka. And he writes in his Sefer Teres Avraham that every person is a triangle with three points. Every person has three points in a triangle. The first point is the context in which they live. It's their world. It's the place that they live. It's the circumstances in which they live. It's the time period in which they live. The second point on their triangle is their personality. The third point on their triangle is the Torah. Three points in a triangle: context, personality, and Torah. Now the context, the circumstances, and the personality, they're unique to each individual. Think about how different contexts can be. Think about how much context matters. When I think about it, my children, they've grown up in such completely different circumstances and such a completely different world to the world I grew up in. Besides for the fact they have different parents to the parents I have, and they lived in a different country to the country that I grew up in, my children's childhood was during COVID, during wars in Israel. And even within my family, I could say they had completely different experiences. The older children experienced COVID completely differently to my child who was a baby and a toddler during COVID, and to my other child who was born towards the end of COVID. So the context point on our triangle, it's unique for every single person. And the second point on the triangle, the personality, is also unique for each individual. Everyone has a unique personality, even twins. There are no two people who tick in exactly the same way and have the same challenges and the same struggles and the same internal voices and the same ambitions. We all have completely different personalities. And it's important, says Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, it's important to understand and to know each of these three points. We need to know ourselves. We need to know our personalities. We need to know, what is it that makes me tick? What are my challenges? What lights me on fire? We need to understand our environment, our context, our circumstances. And we obviously need to understand the Torah. And then what happens, he says, when these three points intersect, that's when a person lives the Torah as a unique individual with unique circumstances and a unique personality. So let's look at an example of this. We all have the same Torah mitzvahs. We all have the same mitzvah of tefillah. We all have the same mitzvah of chesed. We have to daven. We have to do chesed. But they're different for each person. They look different for everyone. They're expressed differently based on your life circumstances, based on your personality. Even for one person at different times in their life, it could be expressed differently depending on what's going on in their life. So, for example, everyone has the same mitzvah of kibbutz of aim. But there are so many different ways in which this mitzvah of kibbutz of aim, of honoring parents, can vary. It can vary depending on your age, on the age of your parents, on your position in your family, on how old your parents were when you were born, on where your parents live compared to where you live, on your parents' physical and emotional needs. So even though every person has the same mitzvah of kibbutz avim, it's expressed differently, it's enacted differently based on their personality, based on their life circumstances. The third point on the triangle, the Torah, it's the same for everyone, but it's expressed completely differently depending on the other two points, depending on the circumstances and the personality points, which are different for every person. The intersection of these three points, that's where our unique path is located. Hoylech b'yashroi. That's where your unique path is. And says Rav Volpe in his Sefer Aleishor, that it's critical to seek this out and to find it, to identify it, because you have a unique mission, a unique identity, unique opportunity, unique purpose. And knowing what that is the most important thing in our lives. That's our path to Yirat Shamayim. Hoylech b'yashroi yirei Hashem. He who walks in his specific path, he has Yirat Shamayim. So sometimes other people are judgmental about the path that one has chosen. They don't understand, like, why are you so invested in a particular mitzvah? Why are you so careful in this particular area? That's because they don't understand your particular journey. But hoylech b'yashroi yirei Hashem. He who walks in his unique path, he who's self-aware about the things that he needs to fix and works on the things that he needs to work on, he's a true Yirei Hashem, never mind what everybody else thinks. Working on our midas, it's a deeply personal thing and it requires a lot of introspection. And that's why we can't be too concerned with what other people think of us, because they don't understand our unique path. So sometimes Holech B'yashroi, it means doing something that's aligned with a particular koyach that we have, a particular energy of ours. And sometimes it includes working on something specific or refraining from doing something specific that everyone else is doing and people don't understand, like, why are you so machmer in this area? And sometimes it includes refraining from taking on a chumrah that everyone else has taken on, but it's not the right chumrah, it's not the right stringency for me. We don't take on a stringency, a chumrah, just because of pressure in society, because all of the choices that we make in Avodas Hashem, they have to be aligned with our inner needs, with our Hoylech B'yashroi, says Rav Volpe. And sometimes we see this in teenagers or young adults, that everyone around them might be taking something on, but it's not right for them. They have their different needs or their priorities. Our behaviors and our paths and the things that we choose to work on, they have to be aligned with who we are, not with society's expectations of us. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. It has to be aligned with Yashroi, with one's own straight path, and one can't always be looking over our shoulder at the impression that we want to make on other people. And Rav Volpe goes on and he says this grow is so far from the mentality of always being worried about what other people are thinking of us, doing things for other people's approval, looking over our shoulder at what other people are doing, and this is without Rav Volpe even hearing of social media. So the explanation on these words, Hoylech B'yashroi Yirei Hashem, they emphasize our individuality and our individual mission. And my personal tikkun has nothing to do with public opinion. And to be able to live a life of hoylech b'yashroi, I need to be able to resist public opinion because it's personal. It's got nothing to do with other people, which means that I can't allow the voices of other people to be too big in my head. The pasuk's telling us that we need to walk in our own paths, to be aware of our own middos that need fixing, to navigate our unique challenges for our personalities, to fight our own battles with our own Yetzaharas, and to do things that draw on our own specific strengths. Now, I also want to learn Pasuk Lama today, which is on a completely different theme, but I think there is a point of connection between the two Pasukim. Chaye v'sarim lev marpe, a healthy heart is the life of the flesh. It's similar to what we discussed previously about the heart being the source of everything. Or kav atzamos kina, but envy is the rot of the bones. The Mesillas Yesharim describes how there are different kinds of envy, different kinds of jealousy or jealous types. That some people find it challenging when other people have things that they don't have. It's tough. It's painful when someone else has a new kitchen or a new job, and I don't. And often in these situations, I can pretend to be happy for the other person, even though it's like a bit of a struggle to actually be happy. And the Mesillas Yesharim says that this is fairly common and fairly normal. And I think we can all identify with this feeling to a greater or lesser degree. It's something that we spend our lives working on. But then he says there's another level of jealousy. He says there are people who are so consumed by jealousy that if they see someone else having good things that they don't have, they rot on the inside. they suffer so much from this that they don't even enjoy any of their own gifts or their own pleasures because they're obsessed with what the other person has that they don't have. And all they can focus on is what they don't have, what the other person has that they don't have. And this is what the Pasuk is describing here, the Orkav Atzomes Kina, that their bones rot. It causes them to disintegrate from the inside because they're so consumed by what they don't have that what other people have. But, the Masilas Hasharim says, he says we can heal this feeling by understanding with a deep and real understanding that Hashem has carefully and precisely figured out exactly what you need for your specific mission in this world. And nobody else can ever touch what is designated for you. And he quotes the Gemara in Yoma, Mishalcha yitnu lecha, from your portion you will be given of your own. In Adam nogea b'muchan l'chavera afilo kim lo nima, no person can touch that which is designated for his friend, even a hair's breadth. Sometimes it's hard to feel happy for someone else. It feels maybe like what they have even impacts me. If they got a certain job or a certain contract and I didn't, maybe if they hadn't got it, then I would have got that job or that contract. But if I realized that when Hashem created the world and He put me in it, He knew exactly what I needed, and He gave me exactly those things that I needed, then what someone else has is totally irrelevant. And the imagery that the Gemara is using here is of hair. You can't touch even a hair's breadth of what is designated for another person. So there's another Gemara in Baba Basra. Hashem has given every hair follicle its own source of nutrition. No two hairs draw nutrition from exactly the same follicle. Each one, each hair has its own follicle. So Kal V'chomer, it says, each person has their own source of parnasa that gives them exactly what they need. Not a hair's breadth overlaps, not a source of parnasa overlaps with another person's parnasa. And Mishalcha Yitnu Lecha can visualize a pot in Shemayim with your name written on it. It has exactly what you need in that pot. From your portion, they will give you your own. It has exactly what you need for the Hoylech B'Yoshro that we read in Pasuk Beis, for your specific path. It's exactly aligned with your material needs, your emotional needs, in terms of the family you were given, in terms of your intellectual abilities, your passions, and your mission. And you get exactly what you need from that pot with your name on it. Why would anyone ever want anything from a different pot with someone else's name on it? It's not aligned with them. It's not their Hoylech B'Yoshroi. Rav Volpe's explanation on this pasuk, or Kav Atzomos Kina, that jealousy rots the bones, his explanation is that when a person is jealous of someone else, they're seeing everything good about the other person, and everything good that the other person has, and they're not seeing the good that they have. They're not seeing the good that they are. And this is the definition of jealousy, right? It's seeing what everyone else has that is good instead of seeing what I have that is good. And at the root of this, he says, is negation of self. I don't see how great I am. I don't see the good I have in myself. I don't see the good I have in my life. I invalidate everything about myself. Or kav atzomos kina, I cause myself to rot inside at the core because I'm not in touch with my own self. I'm not in touch with my own gifts. I destroy myself from the inside. He says that when the Mishnah in Avos says that jealousy removes a person from the world, we're not talking about planet Earth. We're talking about his own world. A jealous person is lost from his own world. He's lost from his internal world. Together with this desire to be someone else or have the things that someone else has, it's a negation of myself and it's a negation of all my unique qualities, all my unique gifts. And the natural consequence of that is that I rot. Or kavat somos kina, I rot internally and I become lost from myself. So to summarize the two psukim that we've learned today and connect them to each other, we're unique. We have something unique to accomplish in this world. And we were given exactly the specific things that will be good for us to accomplish this unique task. So why would we ever look over our shoulders, both at what other people have and how other people perceive us? Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinder and the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all the ill of Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Shenker.